Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Coming up, before you head out for Memorial Day weekend, you'll want to hear what experts are predicting for summer air travel. The secret's out about one of Michael Jackson's most legendary dance moves. And this mom got the surprise of a lifetime when delivering her triplets. But first, new research says there's a health benefit to sleeping late on weekends. Researchers at the University of Stockholm tracked the sleeping habits of 38,000 people over 13 years. Unlike previous studies, they looked at the difference between the way people slept on the weekends versus weekdays. Those who slept 5 hours or less all week had a mortality rate 65% higher than those who slept 7 or more hours a night. The researchers also found that people who got less than 5 hours per night on weekdays but slept in on the weekends lived just as long as those who slept well every night. The study's authors said this suggests that short weekday sleep may be compensated for during the weekend. There may be such a thing as too much sleep. Participants in the study who got more than 9 hours of sleep every night had a mortality rate about 25% higher than those who got 6 or 7. Experts say more research is needed to understand if we can truly make up for lost sleep.
Let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedalides. Nicole, Instagram has announced a big change.
That's right. Instagram has finally added a feature that many users have wanted for years, a mute button. This gives people more control over their feed by removing specific accounts without unfollowing and offending them. If you are traveling this summer, get ready for longer lines at the airport. Summer travel is expected to reach an all-time high this year. Airlines are adding more seats and more flights to their schedules to accommodate the busy season. Cell phones have become such an integral part of our lives that Americans are actually prioritizing phone payments over car loans. And get this, auto and credit card delinquencies have been on the rise over the past 5 years.
And what do you think is behind this change?
Some analysts attribute it to changes in technology. The need for cars is not as high as it once was because we can practically do everything on our phones. And if you do need a ride, well, Uber and Lyft are just a tap away.
Very interesting, Nicole, on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Thank you.
The NFL has approved a new policy in which players must stand during the national anthem. If they prefer not to stand, they must remain in the locker room. But New York Jets chairman Christopher Johnson said that if one of his players takes a knee, he and the team will pay the fine. And the FDA is warning against the use of some teething products for babies, in particular those containing the ingredient benzocaine. The agency said it can cause rare but deadly side effects in children, and they'll take action against companies that refuse to remove the products. And speaking of babies, Vivian Van Gorder and her husband, Chris, were elated to be expecting triplets. So imagine their surprise when they had quads. After the third was born, the doctor felt another elbow and said, "We've got a surprise." The happy couple is trying to decide on a name for the unexpected baby girl. One of Michael Jackson's most famous dance moves is the iconic lean in the Smooth Criminal video. And now we're learning more about how he did it. In the video, the King of Pop used wires to achieve the 45-degree tilt, but he wanted to take the move on tour. So he teamed up with a couple of inventors to create and patent a special pair of shoes that would help him do the trick on stage. The pictures of the patent show exactly how the shoes work. Basically, there's a specially designed peg in the heel that would come out and attach to the stage. That peg held the shoe in place while he leaned forward. The patent actually expired in 2005, and the one-of-a-kind shoes were auctioned off for $600,000 after his death in 2009.
Yeah, very interesting. More employees are claiming their wages are getting smaller because of digital time clocks. Clocking in and out is common practice for hourly employees, such as healthcare and food service workers, but digital versions can run software that employers can use to reclaim workers' time, otherwise known as wage theft. One lawsuit in New Jersey federal court alleged that American Airlines consistently and artificially reduced the total time employees are credited with working. Research by the University of Oregon found software that can be set to round to the nearest quarter hour. An employee clocking in at 8:53 might be recorded as arriving at 9. Some systems can add automatic break deductions that subtract time for a full break, whether an employee got one or not. two features could result in a loss of up to 44 minutes a day, over $1,300 a year for someone making the federal minimum wage.
Turns out size doesn't matter, at least when it comes to your height. The dating app Badu just released data on what they found to be the most swiped right heights for both men and women. Surveying 20,000 millennial users of the app between the ages of 18 and 30, the data revealed it's actually good news for those on the shorter side. Here you can see the top five swiped right heights for men, of which the top three are all under 6 feet. It seems the ideal height is 5'8", coming in at number one, and the tallest it gets is 6 feet, coming in at number four. As for the ladies, 5'7" and under dominated four of the top five spots, with 5'5" seeming to be the ideal height. But a surprising height of 6'2" took the number four spot. But height isn't everything. A Badu expert said 88% of users are more likely to swipe right if your bio makes them laugh. And hey, speaking of swiping right, Fox has a brand new dating show premiering this summer called The Swipe is Right. So if you live in Southern California and would like to find your perfect match, you can apply at theswipeisright.com. The League of Yes is a baseball organization in Long Island, New York that includes people of all ages with special needs. Last month, they had their opening day, and a new slugger with Down syndrome named Billy not only hit a home run, but celebrated at the end with some pretty impressive dance moves. Hey! Hey! Christine Fitzpatrick started the league in 2010 and said, "I can tell you story after story of children's experience of their joy to play on a team and also the confidence they have been building on and off the field." Today, the League of Yes has more than 300 players and 1,400 volunteers. Talk about a home run.
Fortnite is the most popular online video game in the world, with more than 45 million users. That includes professional athletes and celebrities. It's a third-person shooting game that involves 100 players. The last one to survive wins. It's free to play, but people buy items for their character and pay to unlock rewards. The website SuperData says that revenue is more than $220 million a month. Now the developer behind Fortnite just announced a $100 million prize pool for esports tournaments that will bring together the best players in the world. It's one of the biggest prize pools ever for an e-gaming competition. And no specific details were released in the blog post, but experts say it's a brilliant marketing move that will only generate more interest and revenue for this gaming phenomenon.
Yeah, people love it.
Milwaukee police have released a video of NBA player Sterling Brown being tased and arrested over a parking violation.
Taser, taser, taser!
The police chief in Milwaukee said the officers in the video were disciplined for acting inappropriately. Brown says he will be taking legal action against the department. He released a long statement, actually, saying, "Situations like mine and worse happen every day in the black community."
Yeah.
The police approached him for a parking ticket violation. It spiraled into an argument. He put his hands in his pockets.
Yeah.
They shoved him to the ground, tased him.
He didn't resist arrest. You can see, you know, he's just talking, asking questions. Another part of his statement that you read, he says, "Black men shouldn't have to have their guard up and instantly be on the defensive when seeing a police officer, but it's our reality and a real problem." When I read this, if I may share personally, it just reminded me of my own life. And I, you know, obviously, racism exists. I knew that, but I didn't realize the weight of it until I married a dark-skinned black man. Mm. And then I realized how often he gets stopped and asked to get out of the car for no reason. I've been in so many situations that have just blown my mind, being questioned for 40 minutes, doing nothing. And it happens all the time. And so, you know, when I see things like this, I'm happy that everyone's seeing this video now. Mm. Because we need to talk about it. We need to have conversations like this.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Yeah, I mean, that's a perspective that I don't have and don't really see. And in a way, I only get it because the police now wear these cameras, and it's, in a way, it's an endorsement of the fact they wear them.
Yeah, great. Absolutely. Okay, how about this story? I think it might be the best story of the day, seriously. What would you do to keep your phone calls private? Bloxvox is a mask that's supposed to keep your voice contained while you're on the phone. It also happens to look like Bane from the third Batman movie.
Or like the oxygen mask has dropped on a crashing aeroplane.
Or a horse feeding muzzle thing. This thing is outrageous. I saw it and I was like, is this for real?
You should really look this up online and watch the YouTube video. It's such a bad idea.
Oh.
I mean, first of all, it makes you look rude. You know, if your colleague was wearing it. So the idea is you have the headphone and you have the microphone from your mobile, and then you put the microphone in the mask and you can sit next to someone at work and they can't hear you call. What is Kristen's secret? What is it? You're just highlighting that you have some kind of secret.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it has now been undermined by a rival idea that has just flooded the market.
Oh, yeah?
It's called taking your call outside.
In today's hometown stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, Arthur Cotton left high school to join the Marines, where he served in the Korean War. Though he earned a GED, he'd always wanted the honor of a high school diploma. So a few years ago, Arthur contacted the state and started taking equivalency exams.
History, math, English, all of it.
Today, the 87-year-old stands among the class of 2018 as they practice for their graduation ceremony. A reminder that it's never too late to accomplish your dreams. Our next story from Fox 10 Phoenix. When Pearl Bridal Shops suddenly shut their doors, several brides who had already paid were left without a dress. When Rita Moore heard the news, she knew the brides-to-be would need support. So she offered up her own wedding dress to any of the victims of the store's closing.
If I can just, you know, help somebody else to be able to walk down the aisle and feel beautiful, that's all I need.
A Facebook page has also been established for others looking to help. Our final story from Fox 5 New York, 17-year-old Callie Quinn wanted her prom to be special. So she took to social media to ask her favorite team, the Mets, if she could take prom pictures with a player. Well, the team noticed, but there was a catch. She'd need 500,000 retweets. While it sounded impossible, Twitter loved the story, and she reached her goal in just 8 days. For 2 hours, Citi Field turned into Callie's Mets prom, where she snagged pictures and hugs with her favorites. Researchers just finished up the largest study that analyzes how junk food commercials impact people 11 to 19 years old. It found teens who watched just one ad above the average ate 350 more fatty calories per week, which is about 18,000 extra calories every year. For a long time, I've wondered, do commercials really impact people that much? And studies like this are really interesting because that age, 11 to 19, that's a very impressionable age. So whatever you're going through then is probably going to be, you know, the foundation of who you become.
I mean, commercials obviously work, otherwise they wouldn't exist. But this is a difficult study in the sense that one point it makes is that the extra 350 calories you talked about is these teens who watch a few extra hours of television, they say, see more junk food ads and therefore put on more weight. But they also could be putting on more weight simply because they're sitting down watching a few more hours of television. And junk food is so in our culture and a part of our life, we all eat some junk food, that it's hard to know if this is a cause and effect. And if there is a direct correlation, I don't think you can say for... It's a useful study.
Yeah.
But I don't think you know for certain that many ads equals that many calories. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, one thing's for sure, their memory definitely retrieves images of fast food.
Yes, they did prove that.
80% of the brands remembered a fast food item as the top product. So.
Yeah, which is an endorsement of advertising. Almost everyone has some sort of anxiety, and 72% of Americans say they feel anxious at work. But if you're able to harness that anxiety, it can actually make you more productive and a better employee, which again is one of those studies that makes sense, right? I mean, it's about using... They talk about athletes in the study. Use them as a good model. Many are able to use anxiety to remain motivated and stay on task.
Yeah.
You were an athlete.
And I totally...
An excellent one.
Thank you. I totally agree with this just because I learned to deal with high-pressure situations very, very early on.
Yeah.
And even now people ask me, do you get nervous when you go on TV? And I'm like, I never get nervous. I just get excited.
Yeah.
I learned to harness that energy and make it a positive thing.
You're harnessing energy. You know, your athletes are fantastic at using all sorts of discipline as well, aren't they?
I like to think so.
I know. I think it's a useful study and a good one.
Okay, how about this one? Everybody's talking about this plaque created to honor Brandi Chastain. Now, if you don't know the name, you definitely know this iconic picture of her taken after she scored the game-winning goal for Team USA in the 1999 World Cup final. Mm. Now take a look at her image on the plaque. People online are saying it looks like everyone from Gary Busey to Jimmy Carter. I personally think it looks like John Voight.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little tough.
Some said Mickey Rooney, I think that was another
Yeah, that was good. Brandy, though, she's such a class act. She, let me read a quote. She said, it's not the most flattering, but it's nice.
I think it's more like, I don't think it looks like anyone. I think it's more like something went wrong in the process of making the plaque and they heated it up too hot and then it all just started to melt. Yeah. That's what it looks like. It a melting sense. Face of no one in particular.
Right.
But and they're changing it, right?
Yeah, they're going to change it and make a new one. But wow, what an induction into the Bay Area Hall of Fame for Brandy.
At last, Gary Busey has got a plaque. They said this day would never come.
But it has. Atlantic City is a popular gambling destination, but it could soon become a hotspot for a different kind of recreation. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us with more. Hi, Mike.
Yes, they say that Atlantic City could become a marijuana mecca if the legislature over in New Jersey legalizes recreational marijuana. Now, the mayor of Atlantic City, he's for it. The governor of New Jersey, he's for it. But are the citizens of New Jersey for it? We decided to find out by going down to the AC Boardwalk.
A legal weed headquarters, would that be a positive?
I think so? I think it would.
You think it would add to the good things that Atlantic City has going as it is?
Opponents of this plan say that traffic accidents skyrocket when you legalize recreational marijuana. And the police department says it's hard to figure out if an accident was caused by somebody high on marijuana.
So, Mike, I hear marijuana isn't the only potential change coming to Atlantic City.
Oh, no, much more. Now that the Supreme Court says that it's okay for the states to legalize sports betting, you're going to see a lot of that in Atlantic City. The legislature is expected to say okay to that type of betting in New Jersey within the next 4 weeks.
All right, we'll wait and see how it all plays out. Thanks, Mike.
The Vancouver International Airport is looking to speed up the check-in process for travelers. The airport has introduced a self-serve baggage drop kiosk anticipated to relieve the congestion of passengers checking bags for the airplane's cargo hold. President of the Vancouver Airport Authority said this is all about getting people through the terminal faster. Passengers scan the boarding ticket at the kiosk to receive a luggage tag, attach it to their bag, and then load it onto a conveyor belt. And just because you're checking your own bag, don't think you're going to get away with exceeding the weight limit. The kiosk weighs your bag and will alert you if it's too heavy.
Well, it's the first push of the summer travel season, and packing the right products can make all the difference. Consumer reporter Steve Noviello from Fox 4 Dallas knows which ones to pick. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Kristen. The right gear is a must. Starting with the organization, this is the Diono Travel Pal. Whether it's for kids or for adults, load it with technology or with toys. Great way to stay organized for a summer road trip. Say goodbye to a messy suitcase. These are travel cubes from eBags. It's like Tetris for your carry-on, right? So now, as opposed to unpacking everything when you need one thing, you just get the right cube. This one's my socks. It's all I need. Everything else stays nice and where it belongs. And finally for you, a wallet, a phone grip, and a kickstand. This is the Monet sticky back here. So it goes right onto the back of your phone case. Maybe you're out with friends one night at the bars or clubs while you're on vacation. You stick in your credit card, your ID, one-handed grip here for one-handed selfies. Also makes a great kickstand, too, in case you're on a road trip with the family and somebody wants to watch their favorite videos. Links right now, facebook.com/savemesteve.
Well, all good choices. Thanks, Steve.
Winter means hibernation for bears who go to great lengths to fatten up before going to sleep. Here's a look at how they use berries to do it in this week's Nat Geo Minute.
He can eat 20,000 calories. And gain 5 pounds in a single day. Sooner or later, there's a little berry that's one too many.
You can see more on America the Beautiful Friday at 10, 9 central on Nat Geo Wild.
All right, good stuff. Well, that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. New research shows that millennials give their pets a lot more than just attention. You won't believe how much they're spending. And the inspiring story of why this dad is going to prom. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe. Have a marvelous day.